how long I have left on this earth, and chances are neither do you. But I know this, I want to live my life out to the full. But that's something you can't do when you're tired all the time. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we finish up this week by taking a look at God's rest for you from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because shortly I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called How to Enter God's Rest, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you do just that, live out each day in the peace and the rest of God, whatever life happens to throw at you.
You know, God has an amazing sense of humor. A couple of weeks back, when I was preparing my thoughts for the programs this week, I managed to get Monday through Thursday's programs prepared and written by Wednesday. Yeah, it's pretty good. And Thursday, I had to fly interstate to meet with some radio stations, up at 4 a.m. on Thursday, hire a car at the other end, and then the stations were quite a few miles apart, long drives, meetings, back to the plane. I landed home that night at 10:30 at night, and I didn't get back into bed until 11:30. It was kind of a long day, a good day, but a long one. So, up the next morning, it's Friday by now, and I just wanted to get this week's programs finished, you know, and it was just this one to go. You know what it's called? Having the rest of your life for the rest of your life. You have to laugh. I mean, I can't say I was feeling that rested as I was gathering my thoughts for this message. So I sat and thought, okay, God, 4 weeks, 19 messages so far on entering your rest. And here we are, the very last one. I've just kind of had a 20-hour day. I'm not feeling the sharpest tool in the shed today. What should it be about? What do you want me to discover from your word and share with a tired world? It's funny, you know, funny how God works. And it kind of hit me how we have these powerful realities in our lives. A 20-hour day is a 20-hour day. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you don't do it every day, but it had to be done. Young parents with a baby that keeps them up half the night, that's their reality. There's actually not a whole bunch you can do about it right then. A person with chronic pain, or the elderly person who just doesn't need that much sleep anymore, so they're up half the night. And then we just have to front up and live whatever the next day in our lives happens to be, good or bad, busy or quiet, happy or sad. Man, that's the reality. That's life. And in the middle of that all, some joker, me, gets on the radio every day and says, hey, God has this great idea for you. He wants you to have a rest, a real rest, an amazing rest. And you think, what planet's that guy living on? He wants to come and walk into my shoes for a couple of days before he talks to me about having a rest. And so God gives me a 20-hour day and a whole bunch of other pressures surrounding me, probably just like your life, but in a slightly different setting. He gives me a 20-hour day to share with you and a message to prepare called Having the Rest of Your Life for the Rest of Your Life. So, if you ask me, Bernie, how did you feel that day when you were preparing this program? What were your emotions doing? What was your body doing? What was your mind doing? Well, to tell you the truth, my body and my mind were just a bit on the tired side. They were. But in my heart, you know, deep in that place where you live, deep down there, I was so rested. I was so relaxed. I somehow just knew that God was in control, that I'd done my best yesterday and I was doing my best today too, and I was just at peace, when in reality, that didn't make sense. There were some very real pressures that should have been stressing me out, but they weren't. I should have been struggling to prepare this program, but I wasn't. It was just flowing the way it normally does with me. A bit like Job. Now, I'm not sure if you read his story in the Old Testament, Job. He went through a really rugged time. He should have been so discouraged and lost and distraught. Have a listen to what he says. Job chapter 19, verse 25. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon this earth. In other words, God's in control, folks. That's where my confidence lies, not in circumstances. I can rise above my circumstances and still find rest and still find peace because my Redeemer lives. Sometimes we don't expect God to show up. We don't expect him to deliver on his word. Well, perhaps we do in theory, but not in practice. had an email from a man I've only met a couple of times the other day. His name is Harry and he lives just outside Winnipeg in Canada. It gets cold up there in Winnipeg. We were chatting about something difficult that was going on in life that we'd both been part of. And he feels like a really close brother to me, Harry. Anyhow, he shared this scripture with me. Have a listen. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not man, one given to lies, and not a son of man changing his mind. Does he ever speak and not do what he says? Does he ever promise and not come through? When the going gets tough, when our circumstances scream at us, we can't have a rest. It is time to remember, my friend, that God is a God of his word. He is faithful, and his word says, come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And again, he says, so then a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. His word says about his people, the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he'd sworn to their ancestors. Not one of all their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. You know why I think I had that 20-hour day the day before I had to prepare this last message on rest? I think God wanted to make a point to me and a point to you, and that point is this, that his word stands forever. What he says goes, irrespective of our circumstances, and his rest is available to his people 24/7, whatever our circumstances. The Apostle Paul, sitting in a Roman dungeon on death row, has this to say. He writes this very thing, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, just the other day, I had an issue that was playing on my mind and it was so easy to worry about it. And I thought, well, I can't do anything. So I took this scripture and I quoted it back to God. And I said, God, you know, I need the sort of peace at the moment, the sort of rest that doesn't make sense in the middle of my circumstances. When I got up this morning and I prayed, I was so full of the peace and the rest of God. That's what I think God means for you and me, to have rest in our lives. The biggest, most wonderful, most peaceful, most delicious rest that we can ever imagine, right in the middle of every storm for the rest of our lives. It is time to stop living life in turmoil. It is time to stop living in fear. It is time to stop living with a nagging sense of inadequacy. It is time, my friend, to take God at his word and to enter into his rest. If it's sleep we need, God will give us sleep. If it's eating the right foods instead of junk, well, how about it? If it's taking a holiday, take a holiday. If it's shifting our focus from circumstances here below, the things that daunt us, to lifting our eyes up to behold the Lord of all the universe, this God who loves us, who cares for us, who holds us, who holds our lives, every circumstance, every storm, every twist, every turn in the palm of his hand, then, hey, let's do that. Let me ask you, do you actually want the rest of your life for the rest of your life? Well then, let us therefore make every effort to enter into that rest. Let's start taking God at his word and experience the peace that surpasses all understanding. Last few years, man, there are some tired, some exhausted people in this world. God knows that. And with all my heart, I believe he wants to help you through it all. Which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest book, How to Enter God's Rest. Come on, God's word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that through this booklet, he'll help you live out each day in his peace and his rest, whatever life may throw at you. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage, How to Enter God's Rest. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.